Okay. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll talk this time about if it rains on the first two nights of Sukkot. We hope we'll be yotze with Unishama Parmes Faseinu, and we're yotze with all the rain, with learning about it, and then it won't have to rain. So the din is like this. It says that we're going with now. Well, maybe I should start with how really the Ramah talks about it. There is the Aleph is that there is a machlekes in the Rishonim. If a person, we know that the Mishnah says that when it's raining, you don't have to eat in the Sukkah. That Beferish Mishnah even says how much rain, when do we leave the Sukkah? If it's Tisra HaMikpah, if this kind of porridge gets ruined, then you leave the Sukkah. So usually the din is that when it's raining, we don't have to sit in the Sukkah. The question is, does that also apply the first two nights of Sukkot? Well, the first, the rice, it's one night, but now we keep everything double, Sveika D'Yoyma. So does this apply also to the first two nights of Sukkot? What's the Shaila? Why no? So the reason that the Tzad of Potter is easy, because the rule is, Teishu Ken Kataduru, the whole mitzvah Sukkot is to be like you live in your house, and it applies equally to every single part of Sukkot. The Tzad on the other, what the other Rishonim say is, since we have a special thing about the first night of Sukkot, that it's a chayva, we're obviously, we're mamash mechuyiv to eat in the Sukkah, and we learned this out, tesvav from Chag HaMatzos, just like on Matzah you have to eat whatever it is. So the same thing, the first night of Sukkot, you also have to eat in the Sukkah no matter what. So maybe no matter what. No matter what is no matter what. Even if it's raining, it doesn't make any difference. You still have to eat in the Sukkah anyway. So this is a machlokes in the Rishonim. And there is a shaila how to paskin exactly. So it starts with somebody asked the Trumas Hadeshin in Simin Sadi, hey, what do you do on the second night of Sukkot? So the Trumas Hadeshin himself said, "Noot, the second night of Sukkot, you could already be soimich on the mekilim that you don't need to go into the sukkah if it's rain." But that means that the Trumas Hadeshin is saying that the both days have weight, you know, and like it's a real tutz dadim. So you could soimich on the mekel daya, the second night of Sukkot. But the Ramah says that you are chayiv to eat in the sukkah when it's rain. So the Taz says, being that the Ramah wrote it like that, that means that he doesn't mean any kind of suffix. Then he should have written, don't make a bracha or something. So that means that the Ramah mamash holds that the ikar hadin is like the Rishonim, that you have to sit in the sukkah when it's raining. And memela, according to the Ramah, avada, since the ikar hadin is, excuse me?
Only the first.
So we're getting to that right now. So Zok the Taz, according to the Ramah, the din is that since that's really the halacha, like the shita, that you have to go out in the rain to eat, so then you have to do it the second night too. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah comes out with, that's what the din is. Halacha l'maisa, Mishnah Berurah says that the first night and the second night, even if it's raining, we have to eat the kezayis in the sukkah. You have to go out both nights. But still, the Ramah does have a chilik in the Seder, in the way you do it. Okay, now we're talking about that it's raining all night. I'm not getting into that's a whole different shmooze. What if it's starting to rain? How long do you have to wait? And I'm just talking about it's raining the whole night long. That's it. You're stuck. It's rain. So the din is both nights, you eat in the rain. You eat a kezayis in the rain. The difference is in the order. The Ramah says, the first night, we go out right away. I mean, well, you probably wait to whatever zman that you're supposed to wait. And when you see it's still raining, so you finally go out there, and you make Kiddush and Hamoitzi in the rain. That's the beginning of your Suda. You start it off in the Sukkah, you eat a Kezayis, then you go in and you finish up the whole Suda indoors. The second night, it doesn't say beferish. The Ramah just says, this is what you do the first night. Smashma, something special about the first night. So Mishnah Berurah finishes off for you. He says, means to say, the second night, you go the other way around. You do the whole Kiddush and Suda indoors. And then at the real end of your Suda, when you're almost finished, ready to bench, you go out and finish up the last Kazais in the Sukkah. Okay? The Chilek is it the first Kazais or the last Kazais?
But do you make a
Leishev
Basukah?
Now, Lamaisa and Mishnah Berurah Paskins, like the Magen Avraham, we never say the Leishev because we're still too scared. Because Lamaisa, we know that there's deists that say that you don't do it. So you never say the Leishev. You just eat it, but you eat it. You eat the Kazais. Now, the Shaila is why? What's the difference the first night to the second night? So this is the Truma Sadeshin is Masber this himself, and we go with this. He says like this. Pshat is, really is no difference. And really the preferred way should be to make the Kiddush and Suda in your house and eat the Kazais at the end. That's really the better way. Why is that the better way? Because you're supposed to really make Kiddush where the main part of your Suda will take place. And you're eating one Kazais in the Sukkah. And 90% you're eating in the house. So the preferred way is that the Kiddush should be with the 90%. So Mimela, being that the Kiddush should be with the 90%, so really the preferred way would be, you would make Kiddush in the indoors, where you're eating your main Suda. And if you're making Kiddush there, then you have to start there, because Kiddush B'makom Suda. So the second day we do it the preferred way, Taka, that we have the Kiddush indoors, we eat the 90% of the Suda indoors, Kiddush B'makom Suda, and one little Kazayat at the end, you eat in the Sukkah. Are you talking about because you're not supposed to eat before you do a mitzvah? I think the heter must be because since you cannot do it now, really. In other words, you could do it in the rain. You're right, that's true. So I guess the answer must be because what you're doing right now itself is because of a mitzvah to do the Kiddush B'makom the Suda. So I guess that's why. Yeah, here they are. Okay. But the first night, we have to do a b'di'evit. Why? We have to start the Suda in the rain. Why? Because the first night when we make Kiddush and we say when you say Shachiyanu, the first night, the Shachiyanu goes on that it's Sukkot, and it goes on the Sukkah, the actual Sukkah. Okay? Now the halacha is that if somebody ate indoor, what?
Isn't the whole second day a Derabanan?
Yes.
Okay, so how do they equate? I mean, I understand in terms of doing it because we don't.
Well, we do everything equal the second day, right? We do everything over.
But you're separating. You see that there's a
separation. Yeah, one's a derivative, right? One is derivative, one's a derivative.
So you see that they're right away there's a chilah.
Okay, but we do everything the same, right? We always do everything you did the first night, you do it the second night. So there's got to be a svara why this time we're switching the order. So this is what they're saying. They're trying to say the svara. So the svara is that there's one reason why you have to do it differently the first night. Because when you say Shehechiyanu the first night, the din is that the Shehechiyanu has two things. The Shehechiyanu covers two things. It covers that at Sukkot. You say Shachiyanu Shavuos also. You say Shachiyanu Rosh Hashanah. You say Shachiyanu for every Yom that there is. And it also covers the Sukkah. What if someone was, for some reason, a Chayla or whatever, and he said Shachiyanu Leil Sukkot out of the Sukkah? Let's say the situation was he said Shachiyanu out of the Sukkah. Then tomorrow morning when he goes in, he makes another, that's a Mefer Shadin in Ramah, another Shachiyanu for the Sukkah. We don't like you to be mar b'shachiyanus. We don't like ribui b'vrachas. Memeila, the first night, if you're going to start indoors and you're going to say Kiddush indoors with a shachiyanu, then you're going to need a double shachiyanu when you're going to finally say shachiyanu on the sukkah. We don't like two shachiyanus. We don't like a ribui b'vrachas. So memeila, the first night, we make you start the Suda outside in the rain, and you'll make your Shachiyanu out there in the rain, and you'll be in your Sukkah. So your Shachiyanu will go on your Sukkah, and you won't have to make two Shachiyanus. Now, being that you had to make Kiddush in the rain, and Shachiyanu, so you have your Kiddush Makom Suda, you eat the first Kazayis. Okay? So you hear the whole thing. The bottom line is...
What about the second night?
The second night, we already... The Mishnah Berurah says we rely that you already said your Shachiyanu in the Sukkah anyway. And because you're allowed to be soymech on your shachiyanu from the sukkah that you did last night. So the shachiyanu anyways tomorrow is only that it's sukkahs. It's not anymore because of this sukkah. So it doesn't matter anymore. You could do it indoors. Okay, so out of this whole thing, this is all the whole arichas that I'm trying to get at from this whole long thing is that you see the preferred way really is to do everything indoors, and the last kezias is the better way to do it outdoors. The first night you run into an issue with the shachianus, so you end up having to do it otherwise. So the question is like this. Someone asked me the following question. There's a tour that says a chiddush. We know usually the din is that up to a kebaya can be eaten out of a sukkah. Even if a person wants to eat a piece of cake, if it's smaller than a kebaya, he's mutter to eat the small thing out of the sukkah because it's not a shear of a suda. He's allowed. Fine, whatever. Machmer tavel bracha, you know, there's a bracha to. My father said over that one time they saw the brisker of drinking out of the sukkah. So they asked the brisker of, doesn't it say Hamachmer tavel of bracha? To do everything in the sukkah? He says, Ich bin nicht kein Machmer. That's what he said. Yeah, he meant to say he's always worried that the din is you've got to do this. But if it says beferish, you don't have to, and it's just a machmer. He's not a machmer. So, anyways, it's only a machmer. But the din really is that you only have to eat a shear of a kebaya of food in the sukkah. Less than that can be eaten, even if it's bread. It's mutter to eat it really in the house. But zok the Torah chiddush. The first night of Sukkot, where there's a din that you're mechuyev to eat one kezayis in the sukkah, so then the din changes that it's an isser to eat one kezayis out of the sukkah. Usually, kezayis is smaller than a kebaya. Kezayis is half a kebaya. So you're allowed to eat the kezayis in your house. But the first night where there's a chiyev deraisa to eat a kezayis in the sukkah, so the din is changed that now you're also to eat a kezayis out of the sukkah. Okay? Now, I'll just say a davar agav urcha. We know that there is a chumrah that it says in the poiskim to eat the first night even more than a kezayis, that you should try to eat a whole kebaya in the sukkah. But that's a chumrah, and I read that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his house, before Kiddush, he would say to everyone, everyone should know, tonight is the first night of Sukkot. Everyone has to eat a kezayis in the Sukkot tonight. So one of his children or someone asked him, Tati, isn't the kedai to be machmer to do a kebaya in the Sukkot? So he said, yeah. But when I say to everybody, to the rabbim, I say the halach. You want to be machmer? Very good for you. Very good for you. But when I talk, and who's the rabbim? Is mishpach. Still, when he said the thing, he said the din, how it says, kazayis. That's what happened. Okay, al kaponim. So that's the tour. So now, the shayla is azoi. If the din is that the first night has a special din that you're usher to eat a kazayis out of the sukkah because of the special mitzvah of tonight. Now, what am I going to do tonight? I'm going to eat this kazayis in the rain. Why am I eating the kazayis in the rain? Because I'm holding that the din is that even in the rain I have to eat a kezayis. So how am I eating the first kezayis, the preferred way? I'm eating the whole suda inside, but I'm not even allowed to eat a kezayis inside. Outside, right. Now I'll explain like this. Bishlamov, not for the tour. Why did I bring the tour into the kasha? Let's say I would go without the tour. Let's say I would say that you're not allowed to eat a kebaya, like the regular din, the entire sukkah's long. So if that would be true, then I would easily understand that the first night of sukkah's, I can eat that, since it's raining, I can eat the kebaya, I can eat my whole suda at home, because it's raining. And the din is, when it's raining, a person's allowed to eat indoors. The din is that he's got to eat a kezayis in the sukkah. Very nice. So I will eat the kezayis in the sukkah. At the end of my meal, I'll eat a kezayis in the sukkah. And as far as how you're allowing me to eat the whole rest of the suda beforehand in the house, the answer is because it's raining. And since it's raining, the din is that there's no inyan to eat in a raining sukkah, except for one kazais, and I'm going to do that later. And since I'm doing that later, that will be the kazais which I'm doing to do with my chiyuv d'oraisa. And besides for that kazayis, the whole rest of Yom Tov, before it, after it, anywhere in between, except for that one kazayis, is just a plain, regular sukkis, and everything is mutter to be done inside because it's raining. But the whole kash is because of the tour. Because the tour changed the din. He said that when there's a chiv to eat a kazayis, then the din becomes that you're not even allowed to eat a kazayis in the house. I do have a chiv to eat a kazayis. That's why I'm eating in the rain. So how is it that I'm allowed to eat the kazayis in the house? If it's attached to the din, if the tour is attaching it to the din, that you have to eat the kazayis in the sukkah, and therefore the din changed the kazayis in the house. So how are we going to get around that issur of the tour?
Because the din of eating the kazayis in the sukkah is because of tazvav. The issur of eating outside has nothing to do with it. So whether you're mechuyav in sukkah, you're mitzvah, you're potter min sukkah. But still,
so then why did the shear change to a kazayis?
No, that shear is not. Oh, is it when it's raining or it's not?
No, stop. He says on the first night of sukkah.
When it's raining, when you're eating inside, you're not doing an aver because there's no chiyav to eat the mitzvah. There's only chiyav is to eat the kazayis.
To take care of the shefiyah.
Zer shavuot, tazvav.
Okay, but how are you answering? The Iker Kasha is being that you see that the tour changed, that now even a kazayis cannot be eaten at home, indoors.
On the third night, you're allowed to eat a kazayis indoors, right?
Right.
Because you're mitzayer potter min
sukkah. Right.
So the only reason...
You're allowed to eat kazayis because kazayis is stam mutter. It's too little. It's not a kebeah. Kazayis is stam mutter. You can eat a kazayis stam.
Right.
The first night of Sukkot, there's a new Isser Zakta Tur that you don't have the rest of Sukkot, only the first night, that tonight you can't even eat a kazayis indoors. Okay, so now that din, why shouldn't I have it if it's raining? We're going to the Tur. The Tur says even if it's raining, you have to eat a kazayis in the Sukkot, right? So that din that you can't eat a kazayis. Okay, so then why did the shear change to a kazayis? So you're right. So then why did the shear, how did the shear change because of the chiyuv? For the same story you're saying, the din should be that the shear of eating outdoors should be a kebeah. That's what that's how I was mocked. If you say the shear at night, if you didn't say the chiddush of the tourist, the shear at night, the first night is a kebeah, because what does the isser have to do with the mitzvah? But the tour says the shear did change because of the mitzvah.
The isser only has to do the mitzvah when it's not raining. When it's raining, there's no issur.
Okay, very good. You're saying a good answer, but why? Yeah, why does it have to do when it's not raining, it has to do, and when it is raining, it doesn't have to do? You're right. You're saying the right answer, but you just have to explain that. You're saying good. You have to explain what you said. It must be, for some reason, the issur has to do with the mitzvah when it isn't raining. But when it is raining, then the issur does not have to do with the mitzvah. So how do you explain that? So the lechayer, the answer is like this: that be'emis, what you've got to know is the
fact. Isser to eat indoors when the mitzvah is to eat indoors.
Well, I mean, we're asking why is the mitzvah to eat indoors? It should be an isser to eat it. I'm asking them. Why is it? You're right. If it's a mitzvah, but why is it a mitzvah? So the answer is like this: what the first thing we've got to get straight is like this. We've got to understand the tour, pashit, what's pshat in the tour. How did the din change? How did the tour come along and say that since there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis in the sukkah tonight, so now the isser changed to a kazayis? What's the connection between the isser and the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to eat a kazayis the first night. Very good. That's the mitzvah. Why is the isser of indoors changing to a kazayis? What's the pshat in the Torah? So the answer is like this. What you really need to know is the pshat in the mitzvah to eat the kazayis in the sukkah. What's pshat? Keep pshutai. The pshat is, like the Rishayim said, it's a new mitzvah, just like tesvav, just like matzah has a mitzvah to be eaten with a kazayis. So there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis in the sukkah. it's taken not king taduru. It's taken not teshuva king taduru because it's too little. It's only one kezayis. And all the more so it's raining according to the Torah. So it's for sure not teshuva king taduru. But the pshat is the rishonim are creating a brand new mitzvah that with one kezayis, a person does it like he eats his matzah. So here he takes the kezayis and he eats the piece of kezayis in the sukkah with no teshuva king taduru at all. And that is the mitzvah b'zehu. However, if you look in the Torah, you see Beferish not like that. Because the Torah makes an arichas. The Torah says that some say that when it's raining, you don't have to sit in the sukkah. But Lamaisa, the din is not that way. The din is that there's tesva, and you have to eat a kazai, zuk the Torah. And since the first night of Sukkot, it would be usur to eat even a kazayis out of the sukkah. Therefore, your yotzei with a kezayis in the sukkah. Okay, that line is mamish kashya laholmai. And the Beis Yosef already says, who needs that line? What are you saying this line for? Why don't you just say in one line, you got to do it, tesvav tesvav. Instead, he tags it in because it's aser tita kezayis out of the sukkah. What is he trying to say? And the same thing, if you look in the Ritva, he also brings down, he says, my Rebbe used to hold that you're putter if it's raining, and he held that that you need a kebeya. Then my Rebbe goes, chayzer boy, and he said, you have to have a kezayis, and then he doesn't stop there. He said, my Rebbe said, it's tesvav, tesvav, you have to have a kezayis. And since the Torah said a kezayis is the amount tonight, that's going to be your teshuva kein tadur. So why did he have to say that? Why do you have to add that in? The answer is clear. The answer is that these Rishonim do not want to say that on Sukkot there's like two totally different mitzvahs. One is Teshuva Kein Taduru, and then the first night of Sukkot, it's not Teshuva Kein Taduru. You just go into this building, into this sukkah, and you do a Ma'is of Achilas Kezayis. The Pasuk says about Sukkot Teshuva Shivas Yamin. It's the pasuk is mashma that always it's an inyav teshuva kein taduru. So these rishonim are trying to tell you that the Torah is making the first night of Sukkot teshuva kein taduru with a kezayis. That is mamash lashon of the Ritva. That since the Torah said that tonight you have to eat a kezayis in the sukkah, that is teshuva kein taduru. Now the Ritva is a halbitzar to understand because you could understand the idea that usually it's such a small amount that it doesn't have a chashivas of a suda or anything, so it's not. But being that the Torah made it into a chashiv thing and the Torah said this is the amount that you have to eat to be yotzei in the sukkah, so fine, tonight even one kezayis is already teshuva kein tadur. That's something that I think is miskabel al adas, that if the Torah makes a chashivas, like we have achshave, you know, the Torah says that this is chashiv amount and this is teshuva kein tadur. The issue is, how do we manage with the Torah? The Torah seems to also be saying the following. The Torah is saying, being that it's usur to eat a kezayis the first night out of the sukkah, what is he trying to say? That tonight, teshvu kein taduru is one kezayis, and memela, when you eat a kezayis out of the sukkah, you're being over on doing a teshvu kein taduru. The Torah is good for trying to point this out. That the shear for out of the sukkah is also a kezayis. What does that show me? How did the shear for out of the sukkah change? The answer is because the inyan of out of the sukkah, the whole inyan that there's an isur to eat out of the sukkah is not an isura. It's that the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah has been broken because I ate it out of the sukkah. The reason why if somebody eats out of the sukkah, he did something wrong. It's not a lav, it's not a lois asei or a iser. It's the pshat that a bittul of the mitzvah asei. So the pshat is that the Torah is telling me like this. I have a piece of bread and I want to eat this piece of bread at home. So it's one kezayis big. Is this a piece of bread that must be eaten in the sukkah? Or is it too small to be eaten in the sukkah? Is this a suda? Only a suda, only a davar chashev, only a taduru has to be eaten in the sukkah. Zok the Torah. The first night, any piece of bread the size of a kezayis is already a taduru. Is already a taduru. And yes, it has to be eaten in the sukkah. And if I ate it out, I was mavatal the mitzvah of sukkah. That is why you can be yotzei with this piece of bread in the sukkah. Because tonight, this is taduru. That's what the Torah is driving at. They don't make a mistake to think that the first night, it's not taduru. It's just tama mitzvah to eat a kazais. If that would be so, then the pshat would be, you can eat 10 kazaisim at home. I mean, separate. At different times, you can eat a kazais because that's not a taduru. I'm not doing taduru at home. I'm just eating kazais. And I have to eat one time in the sukkah a kazais, just like a person has to eat kazais matzah leil Pesach. Is he allowed to eat kazais of other things before, after? You can eat all the kazaisim you want all night of the Seder, as long as you make sure that one of the times you eat a kazais of matzah. If that would be pshat, then the same thing would be if you would say tesvav. The idea is that also leil sukkahs, go and do a matzah one time, one kazais, go in the sukkah. So you can eat five of them at home. But zok the Torah, that's the wrong pshat. The pshat is tonight, it's also tadur. Tonight, the tadur is you're doing it with one kazais. And memela, whenever I take a kazais in my hand, if I eat it at home, I'm getting aveir because I'm doing tadur at home. Memela, lefichach, says the Torah, you can be yotze in the sukkah, because tonight that's taduru. So the Torah is also trying to get at it. The issue is, but the Torah says you can do it in the rain. Right. How could that be taduru?
Taduru means a leaking roof on the first night also. So
the question, yeah, how do we like picture that? L'chayr, it's not tadur means how you live. I mean, teishu ke'in tadur, you don't live that way. So what? How do you understand that?
How do people eat the Torah eat in the house the whole night, the first night?
What you mean after?
No, the whole sukkah. Why don't you eat the whole sukkah?
If it's you mean with the first kazais?
Yeah.
Oh.
With all the kazais. You don't eat any kazais outside the sukkah.
Right. That's what I'm getting to. Right. So we're going to mamash get to, right. How are you going to answer that question? Yeah, I'm going to mamash right. Oh, so I'll get to the what you're asking right. So now first let's just say, how could the Torah understand that raining is considered teishvu ke'en tadur? So to answer this, I have to say over.
Rebbe has a problem with saying that it's both a patur, that there's no patur mitzayir, and it's also a chiyuv to eat a kazayis in the sukkah.
But my problem is being that I'm saying that the tour is very. He's saying that you only can do this mitzvah if it's tadur. The Torah is saying the only way that you can get away with one kazais in the sukkah is because that is taduru. So how will you do the taduru in the rain? So in order to answer this, I have to say over a Hagoyis Ashri. Hagoyis Ashri's paskin in the Ramah says that let's say a person did hakazas dam. He did, you know, some kind of refuah thing, which caused him tzar, which caused him mitzar that he can't eat in the sukkah. The sukkah bothers him. Zok the Goyis Ashri, he's got it in the sukkah anyway. First of all, he says, Nishta ze geferlech, don't worry, you'll eat in the sukkah, you'll be fine, you'll be happy, it's not geferlech. Second of all, Zok the Goyis Ashri, you are goyim la'atzmai, even if it is a tsar, but you, who asked you to do it this week? We're not talking about a case where it was emergency, whatever. You could have done it, they used to do it like just tam, you know, kesidron. You should have waited till after sukkah. So goram la'atzmai. So there's no heter for you to. You have to stay in the sukkah. So the shal, what is this? A knas? What is a? The lebaisi is a mitzvah. And the Magen Avraham brings it. And the Magen Avraham says lefi zeh mi she shosa dover hamishalshel. Right, it calls him with the stomach. Is vehu mitzvah harbe leishe besukkah. But he did it. Who goram la'atzmai? He has to stay in the sukkah. So Shaz, what's this garam la'atzmai thing? Lamaisa is mitzvah. What's this din of garam la'atzmai? So to explain this Goyis Ashri, Rabbi Yosef Lawrence, he has a sefer called Heir Yosef. He explains pshat like this. He says, the pshat is mitzvah. We say, if you're mitzvah, then teishvu kein taduru, right? Now, is that true that if a person is mitzvah, he won't stay at home? The answer is, it depends. If I gotta stay at home for whatever the reason is, then I'll stay at home. If I don't have to stay at home now, I'm gonna leave, right? If I have to, I'm expecting an important call. I don't know, you name it, whatever it is. I have to be at home. If I don't have to be at home, I'll leave. Is the Teishvu Tekein Taduru says that that's, your sukkah is the same getter. So if the pshat is that a person is in a regular situation of a sukkah and some tzar came up, so there's nothing pressing. So just like I would leave my house, I leave the sukkah too. But there's a din like this. If let's say the person comes to ask the Rav before he does the hakaza, right? And he says to the Rav, can I do this hakaza which will give me tzar that I'm going to leave my sukkah? So then the Rav will say to him, would you give yourself that kind of tzar that would cause you to leave your house if you could do it next week? Right? Let's say the same situation would come up. If I do this week, I'm going to have to leave my house. If I do it next week, I won't have to leave my house. Which week will I choose? The answer is you'll choose next week. So then the chiyuv me'ikara is that you are not allowed to do that kazan sukkis because you have to do, that's part of the teshuvah kein tadura gufe, that just like in your house, you would delay it for next week when it wouldn't bother you for whatever reason. So here you also have to. Is memela, now this person broke the din and he did the hakaza on sukkis. If he will now leave his sukkah, he will be over the chiv lamafreya. He was over on teshuvah kein tadura, the fact alone that he did the whole hakaza. So now he has a reason why he has to be in the sukkah. The reason is because if he leaves, he's going to be over on teshuvah kein tadura. If he's got a reason to stay in the sukkah, then that is teshuvah kein tadura because people do stay in their sukkahs when they have to. They stay in their homes when they have to when there's a tzar. You hear his whole chachma? That if there is a reason which binds me to the sukkah, if there's some kind of pressing thing that's binding me to my sukkah, then even when I'm mitztayer, it's ke'ein tadura anyways. Because if I have a pressing reason that binds me to my house, I stay there when I have a tzar. So too, if I have a pressing reason to stay in my sukkah for some other, whatever it is, then it's ke'ein tadura there too. The pressing reason here is because if I will leave my sukkah when I was over and I was garm latzmoy, that will cause me to get the avera of being mevatel the mitzvah of teshuvah kein tadura. And therefore, I'm going to stay to not do the avera. And now that I stayed to cause myself not to do the avera, that is kein tadura because I also stay in my house when I have a pressing reason.
That's only the first night. That's
far. Right, it is true. It says in Agos Shri all throughout Sukkot.
The whole
Sukkot. Zok,
say the first night is the first
exactly. Zok, hey Yosef, the same thing. The first night you have a pressing reason to be in your sukkah in the rain. The Torah said so. That's the reason. So whenever you have a reason that you've got to do it, then it's called kein tadura also. Because if I had to stay in my house when it's raining, because whatever, something important, then I would do it, and that would be my house. So the first night of sukkah, I have a pressing reason to be in the sukkah. You hear the Klali saying, anytime there's an important reason, I don't know if it's a Dovert study, I don't know, but a sukkah reason at least, that I've got to be in my sukkah, then that itself turns it into a kein tadur. So now that we got through this whole tour, we have a good mahalach in the tour. The tour learns that when a person eats a kezias the first night in the sukkah, it is always considered kein tadur. I eat smaller than the shear, that's easy to understand. The Torah is making a chashev tonight. The second issue, that l'chayra, it's raining, and where's the tadur? The answer is, but it's pressing. And memela, when there's something important I have to do, that's also kein tadur. According to the tour, you make a leshiv, 100%. The tour holds, you make a leshiv the first night. So now, the issue is that based on all of this shot in the tour, how then can we allow people to eat the whole beginning of the surah? The question that you're in the house, the first night, or second night, you mamish do it, and even the first night we would do it, except for shachianu issues. You're eating bread in the house. How are you doing that? According to the tour, it's teishvu ke'ein taduru, mamish, when you're eating in the rain, and oybezoi. How are you? Excuse me?
The pressing meat is only the first kezias.
Okay, well, I'm eating my first kezias in the house.
No, I thought we were saying in the flip case.
No, I'm talking about the second night, and even the first night, really, we would have said so too. How, right? Only because Shechiyana. Otherwise, how are we doing this? But it's mamish, we came out, it's mamish teshuva kein taduru. So how are you eating in the house?
If I had to do it right now, if I could press it, even if it's tainted to do it, I would do it later.
Very good. So now before I answer the question, I'm going to bring the Vilna Goyim. The Vilna Goyim Taka said, he was the most machmer of everybody. I don't know, there must be Mistamba, the Noyagim Kaminaga Gra do this, but the Gra's Shita is Maiserav, as they state in the Mishabrua, that you, if it's raining, you may not eat anything in your house, and you have to wait all night long to wait for the rain to stop. And then, if the rain doesn't stop until almost Alis HaShachar, then you're Potter. But Hitaka says you can't eat the whole night. Okay, so he said Hitaka can't. But we don't hold like that. The Rama holds, you do, you eat before. So what's Pshat in the Rama?
What did he do with Kiddush?
He holds that when it's already so late that you see that you're, it's like 10 minutes before Alis HaShachar, then you make Kiddush in your house. That's what he holds. So we'll get more into the Gra's Shita later, but that's what he holds. You wait till like you see it's. So now, like this. I think the Pshat is like this. True. We're saying that when you eat the kezayis in the sukkah, when it's raining, it's considered that's a pressing thing. You have to do it, and it's tadur. Still, yesh la'ayin badar. Why does the tour say that the kezayis, the shear changes in the house to a kezayis? That the iser, the first night in the house, is a kezayis. But this is not the pressing food that I'm going to be eating, because I'm not doing that now. I'm eating in the house. In 10 minutes, I'm eating or an hour, or whenever it is. I'm going to do that important food, which the Torah said is so chashiv and everything like that. So forget about rain. Any Leil Rishon of Sukkos. The Torah still needs a Havana. We never really clarified the Torah enough, because the Torah makes the kezayis very chashev the first night, and therefore it's a shear and it's taduru, and we even with the rain, it's still taduru, everything very good. But that's the kezayis which I am eating in the sukkah. But now I'm hungry, and my plan is to do this big mitzvah in 2 hours, and now I just want to eat a kezayis at home. Zuk the Torah, it's aser. But it's only kezayis, but it's very chashev. Why is this kezayis very chashev? This is not the kezayis that I'm being yotzei with. So still, it still doesn't seem to explain the tour. What's the pshat in the tour? So you have to say one of two ways. And I think that is what the nafkamina, that's where we're going to get to the final pshat. Either the pshat is that the tour is saying a chiddush, that being that tonight a kezayis can be chashev, It can be used for a davar chashev if I so do that I will eat it in the sukkah. So therefore, kezayis is chashev tonight. This kezayis is not the kezayis, but tonight kezayis is considered chashev. So achshevei to the Indian of kezayis, and memela, anytime I have a kezayis, it's already chashev. That's one answer. So memela, that's pshat in the tour that tonight a kezayis is chashev. Therefore, when I eat a kezayis, any kezayis, even though this one is not the one I'm using for the mitzvah, that is considered a tadur tonight. The other way to explain the tour is that it's more direct than that. The pshat in the tour is that the Torah requires, when the Torah writes teishvu ke'en taduru, the Torah is saying to me that anything that can be a dira must be done b'derech dira. You hear the oimek of this, it's an amkus thing, this. Anything which can be a taduru, you must do a taduru out of it. Meaning that here I have a kezayis in front of me, and I want to eat it at home, but I know very well, if I will eat this in the sukkah, it will turn into a taduru. So the Torah is saying, well, then go out there and do the taduru. Then go and take that kezayis and do taduru. I said, I don't want to, I'll do that later. No, if you want to do something which could be a taduru, you've got to go and do a taduru. Nafkamina and the explanations. Let's go the other way. The person has already eaten a kezayis in the sukkah. Can he now eat a kezayis at home? Usually, all sukkahs, you're allowed to eat a kazayis at home. Only a kebeis aser. Can I do a kazayis? Says the Nahar Shalom, no. Being that the tour said that tonight a kazayis is chashev, that's all night long. Since it's the zman when a kazayis is chashev, that's considered the whole night. And tonight, a kazayis chashev, you cannot eat it all night long. Now, Lamaisa, the Nahar Shalom is taking on a big chiddush that he's saying that the whole night long it's considered chashev. Because somebody could easily say that it's chashev as long as the chiv is on my head. After the chiv went off my head, it's too late. And many, the Mishnah Berurah and many others argue with the Nahar Shalom. But the Nahar Shalom is mechadish that the whole night long the kazayis is chashev. But obviously, that's all only true lefi the first shot in the Torah. That since tonight the Torah considers a kazayis a seuda, so tonight it's considered a seuda anytime. So he's mechadish ad kedei kach, it's considered a seuda anytime even after. But if you go with the second shot in the Torah, that the Torah is directly saying to me that you must take any food that you can turn into a dira and go out there into your sukkah, so I've done it already because I ate my kazayis. Now there's no option for me to do this again. So the Torah isn't telling me, go out there and go and take this kazayis and do your mitzvah. I did my mitzvah already. So memela, according to that pshat, it's pashit that after you already did the first time in the sukkah, it wouldn't apply. So that's like a nafkamina.
Why isn't every kazayis another mitzvah of tadura?
Because for a secondary mitzvah, I always need a kebeah. One time, we have another tesvav, tesvav, just like by matzah.
Kazayis is chashev. Kazayis is chashev that night. Every kazayis is a taduru. So who cares if I ate one already in the
Well, because how come I know it's chashev? Because I learned from matzah, right? Tesvav, tesvav, just like the night of Pesach. Now there, the whole cheshivas is also one kazayis, and that's all. After that, this mitzvah is over.
The rest of the
meal
in the house.
Okay, right. We know by Pesach, right? So memela only one kazayis. So if you say that the pshat in the Torah is though that being that tonight a kazayis is chashev, so any kazayis that I eat is considered chashev. So you could even go with the Nahar Shalom even afterwards. But if you don't say that pshat in the Torah, you say it's a direct thing that the Torah is saying. Right now, you could go and do that mitzvah now. You could go and eat your kazayis in the sukkah and get a tadur out of that. Then you have to go out there. So then that's until you, as long as you have the mitzvah on your head. But after that, then the Torah is not saying. Izoi bazoi, that's also going to be the nafkamina legabe, the case of the rain. We asked the kasha, that being that the Torah says that the kazayis in the rain is a mitzvah gemura of taduru. So how are we allowing the people to start off their meal in the house? So the answer is the same. If you go with the taka, if you go with the pshat that the Torah says when you can do taduru, you must do taduru, it would taka be usher. Maybe the gra taka holds that way. What taka pshat in the gra? The gra won't let me eat in the house. Because the gra holds that pshat taka, that the Torah says, right now, I've got bread in my hand. Can I get Teisha King Tadur out of this bread? Yes, I could. Okay, then you've got to go there. You can't, you're not allowed to eat this at all.
Well, us as the rest of you, so you can't really go.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I'm going to get to in a minute. But according to the Ramah, that the Ramah learned the Torah the other way. That the Pshat in the Pshat is, the Kazayis is very chashev tonight. A Kazayis is a whole meal. Because the Torah is Machshev Kazayis tonight. Okay, so it's a whole meal. You're allowed to eat a whole meal also in the rain indoors. It's raining. So what if it's chashev? It's the whole idea of the tour did one little thing. It made a kazayis into a kebeah. The first night, even a little bit of food, the Torah is so machshev, even a small bit of food, that it's like a kebeah. It's a whole meal. The Torah is achshev, it made a whole meal. So, very good. So this little kazayis is a whole meal. Can I eat a whole meal in the house when it's raining? Why not? There's no difference. The Torah didn't make a different iser the first night. He didn't change the whole iser the first night. The Torah didn't do that. It's a regular thing that when you have a meal, a person has to eat meals in the sukkah. But when it's raining, a person does not have to eat meals in the sukkah. So memela, it's raining. I'm eating my meal in the house. When I will go out into the sukkah and I will eat my kazayis in the sukkah, yes, it will be teishu kein taduru then. Because it's raining, but it's pressing. But the meal that I ate at home wasn't a pressing meal. It was the other meal. It wasn't the pressing meal. So then it's like a regular reigning thing that I'm mutter. So I think that's where you mamish see the nafka mina and how you understand the Isra of the Tur, mamish plays out in this Ramah over here. You see from this Ramah, they did not learn the second Mahalach, he learned the first Mahalach. Okay. Now that we understand the Tur, so we're done with the Tur and the Ramah, yeah? We're done with the Tur and the Ramah. The sikum is that the two important nekudas, the Tur holds that when you eat the kezayis in the sukkah the first night in the rain, it's teishvu ke'ein taduru. You are living in a sukkah normally. And at the same time, the Tur is matar me to eat 10 pounds of bread at home when it's raining, even before I ever went out to my sukkah yet. Because this 10 pounds of bread is no inyan. It's raining tonight, and it's not pressing, because that's the other part. And memela, I could eat it at home, because it's when it's not pressing, there's no problem of eating in the rain at home. That's the how we finished up with the Tur. Now let's go to the Gra for a minute. The Gra is hard to chap what he is trying to say. The Gros, as we said, his din was like this. He said, if it's raining at night, you can't do anything. You're not allowed to eat in the sukkah because it's raining. And you can't eat at home either. You just have to sit there all night long and hope it will stop raining until the morning. So the shaila is, which sheet is he going with? If he goes at the Tur, so let's go. Go out and go into the rain and eat this, eat. What are you waiting for? So the answer is, he says, Beferish, I don't hold like the Tur. The girl says, I hold like the Sheetis that in the rain you are putter. No. So I say, what's the problem? So let's get going. Let's start eating. Mitzdar, putter min asukkah. So start your suda like the other Sheetah. Your Paseach HaShnei HaSifim, why aren't you doing either one of them? So if you look in the girl carefully, he says why. He says the pshat is, he has a new shita. I mean, he says that that's what Tosis is saying. He says, the pshat is that when a sukkah is raining, it's not a sukkah. Very famous gra. Pshat is like this. Lo oilam, you are mechuyev to eat in the rain because it's like matzah. You are mechuyev to eat in the sukkah in the rain too. Because it's like matzah. He goes with that. But there's a problem. You have to eat in a sukkah. Thus a nishken sukkah. Why? Just to be masber the idea. Because the idea of a sukkah means a shelter. Right? So in normal weather, a sukkah is somewhat of a shelter. It's tzila, right? But when it's raining, it's not sheltering. Like, you know, the pasuk the Gemara brings on Dav Zayin in sukkah, you know, machsa mimotar umizerem v'sukkah tehei letzel yoimam machsa, it's not a sukkah. So Memela, the Gra is saying, you're in trouble. You are mechuyev to eat in the sukkah.
You don't have a sukkah.
But you don't have a sukkah. So let's say I'm mechuyev le'al rishon to eat in a sukkah and I don't have a sukkah. I'm in trouble. I will have to wait the whole night to get a sukkah. That is how the Gra, that's his sheet.
So you have a shakyana issue according to the Gra?
You mean according to the Gra, if you couldn't eat in the sukkah the first night. Yeah, well, if you never were in the sukkah, then you'll just have to make tomorrow. Everyone agrees. So if you weren't in there, and the first night, even if you went in the sukkah, quite the grow, could be you'll still be like you weren't in the sukkah because he holds no sukkah. So now...
Why is he in honest?
Oh, so the question... Oh, very good. So, Mimela, this is how far we got in the grow. That the grow, you're like stuck, right? On the one hand, you're not a mitzvah potter. That's not the pshat. You're mechuyev, because it's like matzah. There's no heter of mitzvah. But on the other hand, I don't have a sukkah, so I'm waiting. So the kasha is, but still, l'chayr, the grush should allow me to eat at home, because I'm honest. If there's no sukkah in the whole world, it should be daimet, the famous Mordechai, that if, let's say a person has an arba kanfos, he has a four-cornered thing, you know, let's say, and it's Shabbos, let's say the practical thing, right, he has a talis, and they got puzzle, and he doesn't care, obviously can't put a new tzitzit because it's Shabbos, so the Mordechai says, put it on, I there's no tzitzis, you're honest, what are you going to do, you're honest, rechamana patre. So I bezoi the chayyur over here too. Why isn't the going gonna say that that I'm I know I'm chuyev to eat in a sukkah? I can't do it. It's raining. There's I'm a oinus. Oinus rachmona patre. And memela, I'm eating at home because I'm a oinus.
But you're not an oinus because you can still eat your kazayas. It stops raining.
Oh, so l'chayr, what you have to say. It was exactly what the Grohl's mashal madavar doime. Let's say a person is driving home, right? And he's going to his meal tonight. He's eating in the sukkah, right? And it's a two-hour drive from where he works or whatever it is, right? He gets very hungry. So, oh, sorry. I want to eat now. I'm oinus. I can't. There's no sukkah here. I'm in the middle of the highway. There's no sukkah. I'm oinus. We don't say that. We say, you're not an oinus. Wait, you'll get home and you'll eat in your sukkah. In other words, the chiyuv, it doesn't go by the moment. The pshat, in other words, by the sukkah, the chiyuv by sukkah is go to the sukkah and eat there. That's how the mitzvah works.
And a loisu was,
exactly. So here too, the pshat is if it's raining now, it's like you're on the highway now. You're not an oinus. You're going to do it. What's the problem? You're going to go ahead and eat your food in an hour. I hear. So, but he, all right, so he doesn't know. So that you see a chiddush from the grub. That since it might stop, even that, there is a pshat. You can't say, I'm stuck. I'm not stuck. Do your chiv. You still have your chiv. You have to go to the sukkah. So go here is in time. You have to like go by time.
Why do I have to worry about this concept? Like Natilus Yadayim. You don't have to say, well, you can't eat now. Wait till you can get to the water down the road.
No, oh, yeah, there's a shear, right? There's a shear of a meal or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Right, so there, that's the Chachamim Taka said that, but I guess in by the Raisa, he holds that there's shear. If, I don't know what he would say if, let's say, you knew it was, I don't know, but I'll upon him, when you don't know when it will stop raining, he holds that's part of your chiv. To wait till it, till, so therefore, that's how the grog comes out, all the, that's how all the parts of the grog come out.
That's not like the Mordechai.
Well, the Mordechai, you see, there it is on the moment. In other words, because the pshat is the levisha of tomorrow I will have with tzitzis. And this levisha, I cannot do this levisha with tzitzis. So I'm stuck on this piece of levisha. Here it's one meal, so I could do the meal later. I could just move the meal down. So but Masheki tzitzis, this levisha can't be moved down. That's enough.
By tzitzis, it's more. It's also learned tzitzis.
And
to put them on. You can't put them on.
Now.
Okay,
I just want to finish up with a little agoda on this inyan, the whole inyan of the rain, and just say the following thing, that the famous, what the Goyin says, because the Gemara gives a mushel, that if it rains, it's like he was trying to pour the wine to the master, and they spilled out the kitten alpanav. So the Goyin famous says that the pshat is the wine is the strong thing, that's the din. And the water that you're pouring in is you're trying to make it diluted to make the din sweet. And then the master is saying he's pouring the wine on, pouring the water out. No, I'm not letting you make the din sweet. What's the idea of making the din sweet? So I just want to say over something my father says. He says, Ach b'chamisha asur l'chidosh hashvi hazeh. So all the mafarshim say, why does it say the word hazeh? Why does it say hazeh? Because, so my father said, because the first two Yom Tovim in this Chodesh Hashvi hazeh were inuyim. Because Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah, is trua, which is like a sound of war, you know, of milchama. It's a sound of being of shvira, of trua. And Yom Kippur is for sure. Because the idea is that the person was a chayte, and he's coming to fix up his, that his goof should obey the seichel, and he has to break down on his goof but then once you did that, then in the mitzvahs of sukkahs, it turns around the other way around, and then it's a smachtem, and then you're happy, and your whole goof gets involved in the mitzvah. It's not like not doing, it's doing. It's the other way around. So the Rebbeinu Shem saying, in this very same month that you were, in the beginning of the month, you were fixed up that, now, go ahead and use your goof for the mitzvahs and do it b'simcha. So the pshat is that that's the sweetening of the din. It means to say that when it's shver, when the person is being misane and tshuva and holding himself back and all that, it's harsh din. But then hopefully the person learned his lesson and now his goof is going the right way and now everything is b'simcha and b'mesikas. And if chalil, the Rebbeinu Shem says, you're not ready. You're not ready for all this simcha and all this kishmak. You need a little more tainesim. You need a little more. So then it's like the Rebbeinu Shem is pouring the water out in his face. He's saying, you want to make it sweet like kilo. Oh, it's all simcha, freilich, altz is beseder, fixed everything up. Not ready yet. So the pshat is, that's the same inyan. I just want to add into that. The pshat is like this. What do you mean that if it rains, it's a siman klala? That's normal. It rains. What's Vilstu? It's the rainy season. We see in the Mishnah Tainis that all the Tana said it's time to say Mashiv Aruch Moreid HaGeshem. The answer is that if we do our tshuva properly and our goof is in line, that means that we're meshabed our teva to the Torah, then Hashem will be meshabed the teva of the world to the Torah. If we fixed our teva up to the Torah, then Hashem will fix up that it won't rain on Sukkos. That is the key point. It's not pshat, it's nesis. It's supposed to be that if we're fixing ourselves up to be the way we're Torah-dik, our gufim, our Torah-dik, then the world will run Torah-dik. And Memela, that's the Simen Klala, Rechman al-Litzlan, that if the Rein Shalom says, you didn't fix your gufim, so I'm not fixing the teva either. So it's raining. That's the inyan. So al kaponim, we should be zeicha that it should be unushal mapar misvaseinu, and we should taka be zeicha to do all the mitzvahs v'simcha rabba. Okay, just two things. I just want to thank, first of all, the Chabura, for I got a matana from the Chabura. Thank you very much. And second of all, Tuesday night, Chol HaMoed Mirtz Hashem will go right there.
Good.
Yeah. That comes out of big humor, though, because they say that
oh yeah, so I also wanted to say also because of this, because really the Iker Shibud of the Heva is in there as well. Yeah, they say that.
What?
What?